CJ Kinney for Esoterica, a short feature which delves into the realms of the extraordinary, and I have an important public service announcement. It's not you, it's them. No, really, it's pretty much all them and not you at all. And here's why. Other people's behavior is controlled exclusively by them, just as your behavior is controlled solely by you. As it turns out, we are all sovereign beings, so the idea that someone or something can make you do or say something is simply wrong. I mean, sure, if there's a literal gun to your head, then fine, you can be made to do something. But even then, you have a choice. Not good choices, but choices nonetheless. And that goes for all the other much less life-threatening situations as well. You may feel pressured, you may not like the choices, but in the end, you are the chooser. This makes you responsible for your choice, for your words, for your actions, even your feelings, and especially your thoughts. But this is good news because it means you are pretty darn powerful. I mean, if nothing can make you do anything, you're just pretty close to omnipotent. Seriously, you are. You are an incredibly powerful being who chooses each and every action, thought, deed, feeling, and word. And it's time you stopped giving your power away and owned it. This means, of course, you'll have to stop blaming others for your choices, your life, your actions, words, behavior. Only those who believe they are weak and powerless do that. Because when you believe you are weak and powerless, you are afraid of the world's judgment. Someone not nice to you? Well, then you must be bad. Someone give you a compliment? Well, then you must be good. Relying on the external world for your self-esteem to tell you who you are is a stressful, confusing, and pretty inaccurate roller coaster way to live. Case in point. You accidentally step on Bob's toe. You say, "Oh, so sorry, you okay?" Bob says, "No worries, I'm fine," and you both go on with your day. Next time, you step on Karen's toe, and she instantly starts screaming at you for being clumsy and thoughtless. Sometime later, you step on John's toe. He starts filming with his iPhone, claiming that you ruined his new shoes on purpose, and he's going to sue. In each case, your action's the same, yet the reactions vary wildly. How can this be? I mean, if someone's reaction to you is indeed an accurate reflection of who you are, then why didn't everyone react the same way? The answer is, of course, that the way people react to things reflects not who you are, but who they are. Shocking, but oh so true. And here's why. In the first case, Bob is a pretty reasonable guy who realizes we're all human and will occasionally bump into each other. But in the second, Karen is someone who thinks people don't notice or care about her. So her reaction, yelling at you for being thoughtless, reflects her belief that she's invisible to others. And in the third, John is just an angry guy who thinks people are out to get him. So his reaction, threatening to sue you and filming for future evidence, reflects just that. None of their very specifically personalized reactions reflect on you at all. And so it is with everyone's words and behaviors. It's never about you. It's always about them. Just as your words and behaviors are never about them and always about you. Now, does this mean that your teacher, supervisor, friend, coworker, or even a random stranger doesn't have anything beneficial to offer when reacting to you? Does this mean that when you're being unreasonable, the person who points it out doesn't, well, have a point? Of course not. Relationships, both long and brief, and the interactions within them, are valuable ways we humans learn and grow. But what it does mean is that the external world and the other humans within it are behaving according to who they are, their own likes and dislikes, their preferences, beliefs, and decisions, and not to who you are. So take it all with a grain of salt, keeping what's helpful and ditching the rest, free of guilt, stress, and worry. Now, take a deep breath and put down all that junk that's not and never has been yours. You'll feel about 10 times lighter and a lot happier, too. For Esoterica, this is CJ Kinney. Thanks for listening.